Next item is the Villages of Elizabethtown, conditional use 1724, site plan on Route 30.
Now, this is a site plan, for a sewage treatment plant. The conditional use was approved July 31st of 2007 with 9 conditions. The site plan includes 3 treatment lagoons, flood lagoon, 3 irrigation storage lagoons. Size buildings provided on the site plan. One of the conditions of approval was a 30-foot forested buffer from all property lines is required. The developer or the engineer has provided a 50-foot landscape buffer along all property lines. All building setbacks and the lagoon setbacks meet the requirements of the zoning ordinance and the conditions of approval. The site plan complies with the conditions of approval, and they are referenced on site plan in the upper left-hand corner. And if you grant preliminary approval, final could be subject to the office receiving all agency approvals.
Gentlemen, since there's a forested buffer required, it should be appropriate that a landscape plan be submitted as it relates to this project.
With a final?
As part of the final?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, my motion is for preliminary approval of the Villages of Elizabethtown, CU 1724, with the stipulation that a landscaping plan be accompanied with along with all the other agency approvals.
Will it be subject to the staff?
It's subject to the staff approval.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the Villages of Elizabethtown conditional use number 1724, site plan on Route 30 as a preliminary, with final approval to be by the staff upon receipt of all other permits and a landscaping plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Plantations Medical and